Welcome to the First Presbyterian Church of Thibodaux and Houma, Louisiana. Through our preaching series, we pray that you would hear the gospel proclaimed. By visiting either one of our congregations, we hope you feel the love of Christ and can worship with us. So join us as we dive into today's sermon.
Welcome you all to the Christmas Eve service. It is good to be here. I thought of ways to advertise it, and one of the things that I thought of is Christmas Eve the way it should be, kind of gentle, quiet, yet joyful. And so I hope as you come together tonight that this will be a balm in a very long year, long couple of years. As we celebrate, let us begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to be together as families, to be together as your church, to be together with friends and loved ones. Come together this Christmas Eve, Lord, to celebrate your birth, to recognize your gift to us. We pray, Lord, that you would be worshipped in this space. Lord, that we would encounter the Christmas miracle, that your church would be blessed even as we praise you. Come. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So we do come together to celebrate this Christmas Eve at the end of an outlandish year. An outlandish couple of years. We've appropriately this particular Advent celebrated together as a church with a book entitled A Weary World Rejoices. A title that comes from a favorite Christmas carol.
The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, but yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh,
before the Lord, the darkness of a weary world, peeling back to reveal the gift of God, the new and glorious morn. So tonight we move through the paces of a broken, lonely world, a world without a Christ. We think of the darkness of those times as the light peels back, as the prophecy comes forth, as hope begins to break through. Eventually peeling back into the scene of the nativity story, we look at the scene of Christ's birth, remembering, as one of our devotional writers wrote this week, of the time-shifting love of God. Galatians 4, 4 through 6. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. You know, many of us fall into the habit of marking time. We mark it in ways by disaster. We think of pre-Katrina, post-Katrina, pre-9/11, post-9/11, pre-COVID, post-COVID. Maybe we'll start saying pre-Ida. Post-Ida. But then we have this amazing phrase in Scripture, and I was glad when one of the authors picked it up, because it's always been one that's caught my ear. Every time I've read it, when I studied it in the Greek as well, when the fullness of time had come. It's an interesting phrase. It's that word, those of you who attend here, the one I keep talking about all the time. Tell us. Completeness. It's often translated perfect, but it's really not about being perfect. It's about the fullness of time, the completeness. something being brought to its perfect moment. When that time came, Jesus arrived, God's Son, born of a woman. And tonight we enter that story through Scripture and song. So let us begin. Isaiah 9, 2 through 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Verse 6. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Would you join me as we rise together and sing hymn 245? O come, O come, Emmanuel. Have no hope. since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. We don't live like the rest of the world. When we light the candle of hope, when we light this candle tonight in symbolism of our lives, we remember to live a life born in hope, born out of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Even today, as we look at his birth, we must remember our rebirth into new life today and eternal life with God. This is the story of Christmas. Let us confess him as our Lord, and let us take a moment to confess our sins. Let us pray. Lord, as we come this night and celebrate the gift that you have given us, new life, let us give you the gift of obedience, the gift of honor, the gift of trust. Let us confess our sins. Give us your Spirit. Hear us in the silence of this place. Lord, as we confess our sins, let us do so with a grateful heart, knowing that you have promised forgiveness, and that, Lord, you keep your promises. We acknowledge that we have not loved you with all our mind, heart, soul, and strength. Have mercy on us. We pray in Jesus' name. Have mercy on us. Amen. Brothers and sisters, the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Be assured of your pardon. Be assured that you have peace with God. Praise be to God. Let us respond in song, hymn 244. Come, thou long expected Jesus. Let us rise as we praise the Lord.
And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High.
For you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people and the forgiveness of their sins. Because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Anyone who's self-perceptive at all will admit that they struggle. They struggle with that sense of peace. They struggle with the practice of their faith. They struggle with sins that need confessing. As we come into this moment, let us remember the path of peace given to us by Jesus Christ, a way of life, a way that is a person, a choice. As we come to God and confess our sins, we are promised forgiveness. We are at peace with God. You may remain seated as we turn to hymn 253. Silent Night, Holy Night, we'll sing verses 1, 3, and 4.
Thank you.
child, there is an aspect of joy. But with the birth of this child, there is a new joy. A joy on earth, a joy in heaven, a joy of birth yet to come. Luke 2:10. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." Hymn 277, "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." 277.
Back there, joy is great.
the fourth candle of Advent, the candle of love, the joy of the angels singing, the joy of the shepherds coming, the joy of a mother and a father gathered by a baby, magnified by the joy, the love, the peace, and the hope, all the swaddle and the cloths in that manger, coming together in this moment to present the love of God, Luke 2:15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told to them. The word of the Lord. Shepherds, the lowliest of the low, sung to by angels, notified by God to appear. So easy to focus on the negatives of the last 2 years. There's so many. So easy to focus on the negatives in life. There's a tendency to get trapped into a life that centers on our negative events, our negative histories, COVID, hurricanes, divorces, loss, whatever the struggle is, and there are plenty. The context of Christmas is that of an oppressed people. An oppressed people given new hope. An oppressed people from whom would come the Savior for all. The Israelites, sinful, their leadership fallen. Poor shepherds, wandering. People looking for truth in the dark of a winter night. All of them encountering love in a way that transforms history, that shapes history. History bends around this moment, this birth, this moment of love. And so we should pause and reflect tonight of all nights on love. The love of God who comes to earth. Certainly the love of a mother and father for their babe. The love of the poor for the majesty of heaven revealed. The love indeed of the weary world for its Savior. Let us marvel at this love as we join together to sing hymn 281. What child is this?
Thank you.
and in the fullness of time, the babe came. It was complete. It was perfect. Everything God had meant to do would be done in this baby. This baby would grow to be a man, and he would turn the world upside down. That's really what we need to remember this year and every year. That God has come. That Jesus has come to lead us into freedom. Freedom from death. He has brought us victory over sin and all of its consequences. We have peace with God. And we can live in that peace each day with one another. We can live in hope. We can seek joy. And joy is born out of knowing that we are loved by God. And the proof of the love is in the manger, lived among men, and died at our hands, yet loved us still. This is love. Love should be known because we are known by God in Christ. And so as we think of this, we should think of the second coming that will bring about the perfect world we all intuitively desire. It will bring about the situation that the brokenness of the last 2 years makes us cry for. Our desire, the desire of nations, is Christ Jesus. And so indeed, we may indeed be a weary world. But even a weary world can rejoice because God is with us, Emmanuel. So tonight it's appropriate as we gather here, as the light candles are lit, as the room is set, as the table is prepared, we will have a sample of a feast yet to come. Normally we would have the table by intention, but in the days of COVID, it is not quite appropriate yet. And so we will return to a normal service of communion this night, like we practice, where the elders will bring the elements to you. The bread will come and you will prayerfully take and eat as you are ready. And then the grape juice and wine will come, and likewise, you will drink as you are ready. I remind you as you come to this table that this is the Lord's table, it's not the Presbyterian's table. It's not First Presbyterian Church's table. This is a table for the Lord's children. So if you've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are welcome. If you have confessed your sins, you are welcome. No man or woman will judge you. Your Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are your judge, and the Son died for you. So make plans, make preparations for this moment. Be ready as we bring out the elements to take and eat. Ask the elders to come forward at this time and prepare the table as I read scripture for us, and then we will join together in the great thanksgiving as it is printed in your bulletin. Ephesians 4, 3 through 6 has these words: make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. All of God's children are welcome at this table. All of them should take, eat, drink, and remember. Would you join it with me in the words of the great thanksgiving? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Let us pray. Indeed, Lord, we give you thanks this night for the gift of Christmas, for the gift of this fellowship, for the gift of this perfect moment, where we know that we are complete with you. Let's join together. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks for this sacrament, for in it you bind us together as family. In it you sign us as yours, and in this meal you seal us for your glory. Lord, we give you thanks this night of all nights. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again. Let us pray. Lord, indeed, we look forward, even tonight as we celebrate your birth, to your return in glory and power. In the meantime, as a weary world rejoices, we are grateful that no matter how weary our hearts may be, we have cause for great joy. For in Christ we have been adopted and can pray as he taught us, "You are our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen and amen." The body of Christ, the babe grown into a man, was broken that we might be set free. His blood was shed. Everything done completely that you might be saved. These are the gifts of God for his children. Take, eat, drink, remember. Thank you. chains of sin and death. Body of Christ. Blood of the Lord shed. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, cleansing you of all sin. Father, on this Christmas Eve, we come together. We eat, drink, and remember. We pray indeed, Lord, that as we have remembered the story, that we would marvel at the mystery of God with us. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen your church, that you would send us into the world with joy in our hearts as we marvel at all that we have seen and heard, that indeed, Lord, that once again, we would know the joy of you with us, Emmanuel. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you would join with me to hymn number 270. And I appreciate earlier I wrote down the wrong numbers and y'all handled it wonderfully. But this time we are going to do the marked verses 1, 2, and 4. Join with me, please rise as we sing Joy to the World.
Thank you for tuning in to today's sermon. If you want to learn more about our churches, please check out our websites. For the Thibodeaux location, www.fpct.net. And for our Houma location, www.houmafirst.church. That is homafirst.church. Again, thank you for tuning in, and may God bless and enrich your day. See you next Sunday.